Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I want to proclaim to you the gospel from Luke chapter 4. Jesus came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, as was his custom, he stood up to read, and he was given the book of the prophet Isaiah. He opened the book and he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Every 49 years in Israel, they would have what was called a Jubilee year. During the Jubilee year, captives were set free, debts were released, and it was a great year of celebration, thus the word Jubilee. And what I just proclaimed to you was Jesus coming to Nazareth, and he was proclaiming the release of captives in the great joy of the gospel. He was proclaiming Jubilee. He was proclaiming that it's a special year of God's favor. And I need to let you know that I had that proclaimed at my ordination. I was ordained back in 1991, June 29th. And now, as I'm taping this, I'm celebrating my 25th year of priesthood. We call it our 25th Silver Jubilee. It's a year of great joy, a year of great proclamation. And now I've been a priest for 25 years. And I heard a saying one time that said, "Don't count your years, make your years count." And that's exactly what I'm trying to do in my priesthood. I've been ordained for 25 years, as I said, and I wanted to let you know I've preached in parishes all around the United States. Maybe you've seen me live. I've probably preached in 30 different states, probably 400 different missions. In the Catholic Church, we call a revival a mission. And I come into a parish on the weekend and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I preach all these services trying to bring people to Christ, to a deeper relationship with Christ, and trying to help them to inspire, to encourage their lives. In addition to preaching all those missions, and I've done that now for over 25 years, I also have written 20 different books. My latest book, as I'm preaching this, is a book about discipleship called More Than Conquerors. In addition to this, I've been on television now for 10 years, and I've produced many DVD and CD series. They're all available on my website. And what I'm trying to say is that when I was ordained, I felt this call to proclaim the good news to all people through preaching, through producing, through writing, through every means possible that I could do. I like what Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 4:15. He said, "I have become your father in Christ." And that's exactly what a priest is. We are your father in Christ, trying to birth you, trying to bring you to new life, trying to bring you to Christ in a deeper way. One time I was riding on an airplane and I was sitting next to a young woman, and somehow we just struck up a conversation, and she looked at me and she said, "What do you do for a living?" And I said, "Well, I'm a Catholic priest." And she said, "Oh, that's interesting." She said, "Well, how long do you be a Catholic priest? Is that for like 5 or 10 years, or is that how long you're a priest?" And I kind of smiled and I looked at her and I said, "No, it's not like you have a job. It's a vocation, it's a call. And I have become a priest for the rest of my life, for all of my life. I am all in." And that's what I need to let you know, that it says in the Bible, Psalm 110, Hebrews 7:7, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." It is a call. It is a vocation. And now I am celebrating that I've been a priest for 25 years. It's my silver jubilee. And if you look real close, it's good timing because my hair is starting to turn a little bit silver. And what a joy it has been. And we say the word jubilee. What a joy it has been to be a priest and to meet many of you and to reach out all across these different United States and Canada, and I've traveled abroad to Europe and led pilgrimages over there. It's such a joy to be a priest these 25 years, and I'm hoping that the next 25 are going to be even better. I tell people all the time, the best is yet to come. And I believe that the best is yet to come in your life too. So I celebrate this with you, my partners, my friends, my benefactors, those of you who have tuned into the program. And I want you to know that I am committed as a Catholic priest to proclaiming the gospel. I abound with thanksgiving at what God has done in my life and what he continues to do. That's one of the major themes of a Jubilee year, is thanksgiving. Some time ago, I was in prayer, and as I was praying, I noticed something, that I was asking God for all these different things, and I sensed the Holy Spirit saying in me, Cedric, I know what you need before you ask. Just give thanks. And that was a revolution in my prayer life. The revolution was, instead of asking for things, because God already knows, try just giving thanks. That's exactly what it says in the Bible. It is the will of God for you to give thanks in Christ Jesus in all circumstances. Not for the circumstances necessarily, but in all circumstances to give thanks. So I thank God for the call. And I thank God for this Jubilee year. And I thank God for all the people that I've met and the people that God has allowed me to preach to. And in a special way, now that we're recording this and filming this, I thank God that for 10 years, I've been reaching out to people on television, people in prisons, homes, hotels, hospitals, all across the world, really. Thanks to TBN for the Catholic affiliates that have allowed me to do this. And we are impacting people. My goal has always been to inspire people, to encourage people to be the best that they can, but most of all, to bring people into a saving personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So now I've been a priest for 25 years and I abound with thanksgiving. And if you know anything about priesthood, priests do two major things. Number one, we celebrate Mass. Mass, another word for Mass is Eucharist. We celebrate Eucharist with people. And the second major thing that priest does is we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, confession. Well, when it comes to Eucharist, I have always tried to celebrate every Mass with enthusiasm, with passion, with joy, and never just to kind of discount it and say, oh, this is just another Mass. Although I've celebrated thousands of Masses all around the country, every one of them, I put everything I can into it. And I think that is so important because I'm trying to help people. I'm not just trying to get by. I'm not just trying to be there. I want to help people to be the best that they can be and to live with passion. This was found one time in a sacristy in Avila, Spain. And it said, Priest of Jesus Christ, celebrate this holy Mass as if it were your first Mass, your last Mass, your only Mass. And I love that because everything I try to do with great fervor and devotion and passion. It says in the Bible in Romans, it says, be aglow with the Spirit. And that's exactly what I want for you in your vocation. Maybe you're a priest, maybe you're not. Most of you are married or you have the single vocation. Some of you have lost your spouses. But in whatever vocation that God has called you to be aglow. Live with passion. Have energy. Be enthusiastic. I think that is so important. And abound with thanksgiving. I have preached all around the country, as I said, and I've gone to all these different churches. I've gone to long churches and wide churches, round churches, straight churches, churches with high roofs, churches with great sound systems, churches with not so good sound systems. I've kind of seen it all. And as I go to these places and I preach the gospel, I never say that it's, no, just one more event and I'm just going to get through this. I always embrace the moment. And I thank God for bringing me to that moment. And I thank God for using me in that moment, the proclamation event and presiding at Mass. And then, of course, confessions. St. Paul of the Cross said that the reason why he preached, St. Paul of the Cross was the founder of the Passionists, He said the reason why he preached was to inspire people, to move people to go to confession. Because he knew that it was in the confessional that God would work. The greatest surprise of my priesthood, I think, because I didn't know this when I was ordained a priest, has been the celebration of the sacrament of reconciliation. And that's another word for confession. It's amazing. People come to me and they're so vulnerable and so honest. And they share their deepest, darkest secrets. And well, they should. You can to a priest. We have the seal of confession where we promise never to divulge anything that you've ever said. And you can divulge your innermost heart. And what has really touched me has been the conversions that have occurred and how God has moved in people's lives and how God has brought people to Christ Jesus, to Jesus in a personal way. In the confessional, God touches people in powerful ways. And then I wanted to share with you, in the confessional, there's something called a reverse evangelization. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's not just me ministering to you in the confessional. You minister to me. When you come in your vulnerability, in your honesty, and you confess your sins, it moves me. It touches me. For example, I remember years ago, a woman came to me and she confessed that her husband committed adultery. She was devastated. I mean, the trust was violated and ruptured. She was so hurt. It was a devastating moment for her. And when she confessed it, she said, "Father, I'm forgiving him, and I want to continue in my relationship with him, and I want our marriage to work." And I wanted to cry. You know what I started thinking about? I started thinking about the petty little things that people do in my life, and I withhold forgiveness from them at times, and I feel bitter and resentful. And here's this woman who had just been betrayed by her husband, and she's forgiving him. Wow, what a witness that was to me. That's something called reverse evangelization. So, you know, I'm a priest and I minister to you, but you minister to me too. When you come to confession, when you come to my services, when you show me your joy, and even when you are courageous in your suffering, I have met people. God told me this years ago, "Cedric, on the road, when you meet these people, you are going to be meeting people that you are going to see again in heaven." So I get to meet some of the best people in life, people that go to church, who love God, people who hunger and thirst for the truth, and people who are searching, people who are lost, people who are looking. So that's the joy of a priest, that I get to celebrate, proclaim God's word, and reconcile people, meet some of the best people in the world. And I've been doing this now for 25 years, and what a joy it is to proclaim the gospel on television and through writing, through radio, and proclaim the gospel everywhere. I remember years ago when I was first starting, I traveled with another priest, and his name is Father Blaise. He's now 80 years old, and we used to drive from church to church in a little pickup truck. We called it the gospel truck. And I remember one time we were driving, and just to let you know, I'm a type A personality, and I like to get there and get there quickly. And Father Blaise was very relaxed and kind of easygoing, and he was very much a type B personality. Well, we drove into a town. We were going to go to a church, and we were going to preach the mission together. Remember, Jesus sent them out two by two. And I'm sitting there as the passenger, and I looked at Blaise. I said, "Blaise, where's the church?" And he looks at me, and he goes, "I don't know." I go, "What do you mean you don't know? How can you not know where the church is?" And by the way, this is before GPS and before iPhones, you know, when you were able to find it on the GPS and everything. I said, "How can you not know where the church is? How are we going to find the church?" He said, "Just look for the cross and the cross will lead the way." And sure enough, we get into the center of town. We look up and there's a big cross up on a steeple, and it led right to the Catholic Church. And, you know, that's a parable in itself. And the parable is this, that for 25 years now, I have been dedicated to proclaiming the cross of Jesus Christ. I remember St. Paul of the Cross, founder of the Passionist community, always loved to preach about the cross, the crucifixion of Jesus. And he said, "The people are looking for a miracle. The cross is the miracle of miracles." And yes, it is. It's the most overwhelming work of God's love. All things can be found in the cross. What? All things, salvation, forgiveness, redemption, the love of God, all things can be found in the cross. So I have a great joy for 25 years as a Catholic priest, proclaiming salvation to all, proclaiming the cross to all. I remember when I was growing up, I used to watch Billy Graham on television, and the stadium would be full of people. People everywhere, thousands and thousands of people. And I thought to myself, you know, if that were me preaching up there, I'd be telling jokes and stories and trying to keep people interested when you have that many people. And I would watch Billy Graham, and he was always so serious. He would have some jokes every once in a while, but he would always preach about the cross and just about every message. And I thought to myself, you know, this isn't the most exciting thing that he's preaching about, but it's the necessary thing. And then, of course, people would come forward and receive Jesus as their Savior. And it made such an impression on me. And it was part of what helped lead me into television, that I wanted to proclaim the cross to people, salvation, that they could have eternal life through Jesus and His love and dying for us personally. I remember when I joined the Passionist community, or when I was looking at the Passionist community originally, I was a young man in my 20s, they gave me a little packet, a little notebook. Inside had vocation material. And on the outside of the packet, something was written that really touched me. And it said, "To be a Passionist in a nutshell is to realize the importance of the message and to spend your whole life telling everybody about it." Wow, that is so true. You know, the message that we preach is urgent. The message of salvation is serious. The message of the cross is ultimate. And the message of salvation is extremely important. And in a nutshell, that's what I've done with my life. I have dedicated myself as a religious and as a Catholic priest to the proclamation of the saving cross of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection for us, so that it has eternal implications, so that it has ultimate implications, and it's an urgent message. And that's one of the truths that I got from Billy Graham. I always saw his great urgency when he preached, the importance of the message. And that's so true. And now for 25 years now, I've been doing that. Well, I remember when I first started as a Catholic priest, I would go into these big churches, big sanctuaries, and I would stalk around there, and I'd be preaching, and I'd be moving around, going back and forth. I call it the caged lion. You know, I was like a caged lion, just going back and forth. And people would look at me and say, "Father Cedric, you have such energy, you have such enthusiasm, and you celebrate life." And I thought to myself, well, you know, I thank God for that. I guess I just didn't realize it. And I came to understand that, you know what, that is the message that God wants me to proclaim to all people. That's where I came up with that phrase, live with passion. Because people were telling me, "Father Cedric, you have a lot of passion. Where are you getting this?" Actually, it comes from a verse in the Bible, Colossians 1:29. Paul the Apostle said, "I toil with all the energy that God mightily inspires within me." That's a verse for you. Colossians 1:29. "I toil with all the energy, passion, exuberance that God inspires within me." Think about your marriage right now, because I've realized a lot of people that are married, you know, the honeymoon is over and they get into this routine and they kind of lose the celebrativeness of their life and they kind of get into a rut. Well, I've discovered that, you know what, you can have energy. Ask God for it. He will inspire you. And then I love what it says in Romans 12:11, "Be aglow with the Spirit." There's a women's group called Women's Aglow. And if you want to give yourself a facelift, ask the Holy Spirit to make you happy. See, the Spirit comes to give you energy, to make you glow, to bring you a celebrative life, a passionate life. So people were coming up to me and saying, "Father Cedric, you got all this passion, you got all this energy, where is it coming from?" And I came to realize that God was giving me this, not just for me, but for other people. And that's what I've dedicated myself to. I want to help you to live with passion, to have energy and zeal and fervor and enthusiasm, to have fire. And I've come up with all these different motivational sayings. Many of you have heard them. For example, remember Green Bay Packers coach, you know, they won all these Super Bowls. It was Vince Lombardi, the famous coach. He said, "Be fired with enthusiasm," or you will be fired with enthusiasm. And I think that's good. Because really, people are looking for fire. They want joy. They want enthusiasm. And God gives that to you. You can ask Him for it. And for 25 years, I have never flagged in zeal. I have never kind of just blown things off. I've written books. I've produced for television. I've produced for radio. I've preached all around the country. I've kept at it. I've been inspired. I've been creative. And you can do the same thing. I didn't think I had this in me. But as I gave God thanks, and as I was committed to my vocation, God will help you. Ask God, and He will mightily inspire you. And that's why I'm celebrating this Jubilee, because, again, you know, the things that have been produced through me and the people that we're trying to touch, life is not a dress rehearsal. I mean, this is it. Live with passion. And then I always tell people, you know, dream dreams and see visions. It's amazing. I had this 89-year-old woman send me a book that she wrote, her first book. And she said, "Father Cedric, you've inspired me to write this book." And she's 89 years old. She's always dreamt about it, but she never did it. You're never too old to dream a dream. And you're never too young to have a vision. There's so many young people out there. Teenagers, people in their 20s. You have your life before you. You have dreams and visions. Pursue those. I always tell people, reach for the stars, and at least you'll get the moon. But if you don't reach for something, you're not going to get anything. So be a person who reaches. That's the dream of Pentecost. Your old people will dream dreams. Your young people will see visions. And that's the Spirit mightily giving us creativity and power and dreams and visions. And so I've got a number of different sayings that I like, and perhaps the foundational saying for my ministry is this: who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. Did you get that? Who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. And that's something that I've really tried to pursue in my 25 years. I've realized that who I am is a gift. Every breath, every heartbeat, every thought, every moment is a gift from God to me. But who I become is a choice. And I want to become all that I am and all that I can be. I want to achieve my potential. I want to realize and push the boundaries. I want to be daring and bold and take risks and become all that I can be. And that's what I want to inspire you to do too. For 25 years I've been doing this. And I celebrate this. This is what Jesus did when He came to Nazareth. He proclaimed Jubilee, good news to the poor. And He broke boundaries. He took risks. He launched out into the deep for a catch. And it's amazing what happened in His life. And His abundance, His anointing, His blessings are flowing over to me and to you as we believe. So be aglow with the Spirit. Toil with all the energy that He mightily inspires within you. So then, just really quickly, I wanted to let you know that as I've traveled and met many of you, I've met so many people who are suffering. You know, as a priest, we certainly celebrate Mass and we hear confessions, but we also have counseling. And we try to make sense out of the suffering that people are going through. The word passion means enthusiasm, but it also means suffering. I remember one woman that I met at a parish in New Jersey. She had no legs. She was in a wheelchair. Apparently, her mother was sick when she was pregnant, and something happened, and she was born without legs. Well, I noticed this woman was involved in the parish. She came to the mission every day, and I talked to her, and I introduced myself, and I said, "You seem so involved." And I said, you suffer in such a great way. I can see it. You're in a wheelchair, and you have no legs. And she said, "My mother taught me never to feel sorry for myself and always be the best that I could be." And I said, "What a witness." You know, sometimes I feel sorry for myself because I have an ache or a pain, or, you know, growing silver hair and getting older and different things. And I've realized that, what a witness. This is reverse evangelization. You are to me when you're 89 years old and writing a book, when you have leukemia and you're trying to be strong, when you've lost your legs and you're not complaining but giving thanks. And so what a witness that is. toil with all the energy that God inspires within you. Be aglow with the Spirit. So thank you for allowing me to share these thoughts with you. These 25 years have been amazing, and I know that there's much more that God has for me, but my hope for you is that my friends, my partners, my benefactors, those of you who are tuning into my program, my hope for you is that you will receive salvation through the cross, that you will live with passion, that you will make sense out of your sufferings, and that you will be all that you can be. As I come to the celebration of these 25 years, I think about a man named Dag Hammarskjöld. He was the Secretary General of the United Nations, and this is what he said. He said, "For all that has been, thanks. For all that will be, yes." Don't just live, live with passion. Thanks to you, my friends, my benefactors, my supporters, and those of you who have tuned into the program. Thanks for celebrating with me my 25th Jubilee as a Catholic priest. And one of my favorite stories in the gospel is that of the shepherd that goes in search for the lost sheep. And when he finds it, he picks it up and he puts it on his shoulders and he brings it back with great joy. And that's one of the truths, one of the realities that I've tried to do as a Catholic priest through writing, through preaching, through television, is to reach the lost, those who haven't been able to find their way. And I got this letter from a woman, and she basically said, "My name is Linda. Please pray for me." She said, "On the Easter Vigil, I have rejoined the church, and it all started by watching Father Cedric a couple years ago on TV. This is my joy, bringing people back to church. But more than bringing people back to church, and I hope she will get involved, it's bringing people to a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. The way I can do this on television is because I have a number of partners and benefactors and people who support me. In fact, this woman, Linda, she supported me with this envelope. She sent some money. And that's the way that I can do it, because TV is expensive. So if you appreciate what I'm doing as a Catholic priest, I am all in. I am totally committed. A priest with a vow of poverty, 100% of your money is going to go directly toward the production and the airing of Live with Passion. If you want to support my endeavors of reaching out to people, please do. Listen, my announcer will help you. Love to have you as a partner, a benefactor, a supporter. Thank you so much in advance. Together, we can change the world. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.